Dr. Norbert Gingold, our next guest, has been keeping people at work for 35 years, but instead of older workers, he's supervised children. He's the founder and head of San Francisco's Children's Opera, and he's an inspiration to young and old alike, and he is here with us today. Mary?
Welcome to Dr. Gingold and his dog, Shanti.
Can you see Shanti? Shanti, could you tell me about Shanti being with you?
Oh, Shanti, we got Shanti when we lost our dog we had before, a little dog. Shanti in a pound in San Jose. She was born in Saratoga. Mm-hmm. She was 1 year and a half old with the name Shanti, which means peace in Hindu. And she has been our dog all the time through.
And when your wife left?
Then she took over, she follows me now, day and night.
She's with you all the time?
All the time.
Wonderful.
I get up, she gets up behind me, invisible leash.
Oh, that's wonderful. Jim?
I wanted to join.
Please do.
Well, I want to know about this children's opera in San Francisco.
Yes.
What made you work with children for so many years?
But it's hard to say. Now, one good reason was that my wife, when I met her first, was a writer of poetry and children's plays without music. I started writing music to her before we were married, to her work. It turned out to be very successful. We played it and it was performed. And then we came to Vienna, we got married, and kept writing together, songs, mostly. Otto Preminger asked her, I was conductor at his theater, asked her to write a Cinderella play, and she did, and it was a great success. She had the flair for subjects and how to write it for children and adults at the same time. The parents were not bored by watching a play like that, and it was a full length operas. Then I have to jump over the whole war years and everything. After the war, we had an operetta, Pour un baiser de vous, For a Kiss of Yours, played with great success for a few months. I conducted it. After that, what shall we do? My wife had the idea, what about writing plays of the same length, the same kind, but for children. Mm-hmm. And we open our own theater. We don't have to run after producers and people to perform our things. We do it in our own theater.
Are the plays and the operas primarily aimed at a children's audience or to adults?
No, no. Let's say teenagers, between adults and little children. The fact that mostly children are the performers, let's say a group of 50, there are 45 children and 5 adults.
Do you choose the children?
The casting, I do the casting. Mm-hmm. They enroll like in a school. They pay a tuition fee and that keeps us alive.
Yes.
Tuition fees and ticket sales. Sold out performances every single time. Mm-hmm. And the parents come with the children, the whole family comes with the grandparents. They are more interested. If the child starts talking, the mother says, shh, I want to see the play. And that helps a lot, of course, for success. It's not written for children only.
Dr. Gingold, some people might say, how do you keep your sanity working with that many children
sanity,
over those many years?
How would I keep my sanity working with adults?
It is easier to work with children than adults.
I had the opportunity long before that, I was maybe 16 years old, I worked backstage giving musical cues to tender and lighting and so forth. And I saw what happened there among the adults backstage. Hate and jealousy and everything, one against the other, to spoil the other's performance by just doing something offstage. And you don't find that. Children are so honest and cooperative, and they work by instinct. You don't have to give them rules, one step forward, three steps backwards. They act naturally. It's so easy. No, they don't drive me crazy at all.
We have some videotape that Dr. Gingold brought of the production here in San Francisco, and it's Sinbad the Sailor.
Would your highness like some soup? Some chicken? Some chocolate, maybe?
No, no, nothing. Your father, his illustrious highness, Sultan Mutabaga, will be sad, princess. You should eat.
Do you think so? Then bring me a milky coconut.
A coconut?
I shall get you one immediately.
Oh, no, Baron. I shall fetch the nut.
Count Mocha, one more word and we shall fight.
Agreed.
Oh, they're great.
Perfect. Listen, you started in Vienna by conducting the Threepenny Opera.
We have
a dear friend in common, Kurt Weill.
Oh, yes.
He wrote a show for me.
Lost him.
And he wrote One Touch of Venus. That's when I knew him.
Right.
And he was a wonderful... He wrote all his own arrangements, everything.
Yeah.
All his own music.
I think he was a victim of New York's life and climate.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was it, the heart attack he had.
I think so.
It is, yeah, terrible. He was a young man.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
So How many scores have you written?
Children's operas, you mean? Or
altogether.
Children's operas, I counted 7 still to be translated, and 16 are in English already.
When did you start writing music?
Music? Oh, very early. I started with an opera, a one-act opera. I took a classic, German classic, and put the whole thing in music. Wagner inspired me. And I was then 16, 15 or 16. A whole score from flute to bass.
When can we see one of the operas here? I would love to see one.
Oh, I would love to see you. In November is the next one, the first one of the 31st season.
Do the youngsters that perform in the opera here generally go on to professional careers? Are they in it as a beginning of a career or just for fun?
I'm astonished to get this question. Because there is nothing less in my mind than to make them all professional actors. It just to show the children what opera is, music and dance, it creates a new horizon for them. And the parents tell me, my child is better at school now, and she eats better, and she is singing and happy all day long, and she sleeps with the script of the next play in her bed and reads it until the eyes close.
It's like studying Shakespeare or whatever
sure.
in school. It's wonderful.
Yeah, they get interested in drama and art, in artistic activity, mm-hmm. and that fills their mind so that there is no room left for running in the street and getting into bad society and habits.
I love hearing this from just before you were going to have your 80th birthday. You never stop working.
No, I won't stop until the last minute, like my wife did.
Dr. Gingold, thank you so much.
Will you come and visit and bring Shawnee again?
Yeah, sure. She fell asleep. What's the matter with you?